Hello, everyone. For those of you that do not know me, my name is Amy Arce. I am an educator. I've been teaching in the classroom for 20 plus years, and I have wanted to share a little bit about my story. I am compelled to share ways that I feel that children are being harmed, that it's affecting them in the classrooms. I want to share a little bit about so many changes that are happening in education, but above all things, I want to share those things that are working, because I think a lot of times we can focus on the negative aspect of things, right? So many negative things are happening, especially as Christians. We feel that our children are living in a society that has no hope, that there's no end, that this is just a world of destruction for our children, without understanding that our children, should we raise them right, should we train them right in the path of Christ, they will be the light. They will be that beacon of light in the midst of so much darkness that will change an entire generation. So today, I am excited to start sharing my stories. I want to start sharing first a little bit about where my passion for education came from, a little bit about why I love education, why I know I have to speak up about what I am seeing, and why I know this will help you, especially if you are a parent. So I want to start first a little bit about, to talk a little bit about my story and how is it that I became involved in education, and just talk a little bit about my backstory. I love sharing it with my kids because I feel like so many times I connect with my students because I tell them I was you once, and I was that struggling student. Growing up, I was never that honor roll 4.0 average student. I had to work for every single grade that I wanted to obtain, and I never quite got what I wanted. I remember in particular being in sixth grade and we had a spelling bee, and I remember studying so hard for that spelling bee, and I thought that was going to be my moment to at least get some type of award. And I remember we were spelling the words and we were so close. I was so close, but I didn't make it. I think I was second or third place. And I'll never forget that, because for me, it was that moment where I was like, wow, I worked so hard and I still didn't make it. I was that student. I was that student that things did not come easily for me in regards to like academics and memorizing. But one thing that always did come natural was teaching. And I say that because I had siblings that struggled, and I would take the initiative to help them, to find a way to help them. I remember one of my sisters used to struggle, and I think I had like some money, and I ordered, that program Hooked on Phonics had just come out. And I remember I went ahead and I purchased the whole thing for my sister. And I was like, this is going to be the program, and I would do it with her. And I don't know, I was always so, so passionate. I don't know, I just loved it. And it was one of those things that ever since I was like a kid, I always knew I was going to be a teacher. It was just that thing. And one thing that I loved about my parents, so those of you that do not know me, right? I grew up in a home where my parents were pastors, are pastors. My parents had 11 children. It was 6 girls, 5 boys. And my mother was a full-blown pastor, and at the same time, a full-blown mom. And it was very difficult for her to be able to sit with us and to help us with homework. And, you know, we were very independent in that sense. We were taught to be responsible. We were taught to show up. We were taught to to never give an adult a reason to speak about us. I remember my dad would always just tell me, I don't want to hear anything from your teachers. I don't want to hear any complaints from your teacher. Your job is just to like show up and do what you have to do. And I remember that was the way that I grew up. Very different to what we see today. And we'll talk about that in the future. But I can tell you that this is the, a lot of the way that I grew up is the way that I am raising my children. And I give glory to God that it works. It works in that I do not have to be on top of my kids to do their homework. They know they better do their homework. I am not, I should not have to be telling you to do homework, girl, because I have two girls. They should know this. And I've been able to mimic a lot of that, that my parents used with me when I was growing up. So when I was growing up, we had to be responsible. We had to be, we had to show up. We had to do what we had to do. But one thing that my parents did not do is that they did not associate or connect my worth and my success and what I can accomplish with my academics. But they did speak a lot about learning. So what I want to tell you is that there's a big difference with when we raise our kids, teaching them that their success is going to be in how well you do in school and how much knowledge you have in your schoolwork and all of this. But instead, I really do believe that if we're able to instill in our children the desire to learn, to want to know things, to be curious about things, about something, then that'll lead them to success, right? Because that's the way I feel that we grew up. My parents were never telling us, you have to be a 4.0. I want an honor at the end of the year. I want this. No, my parents, depending on our abilities, because they were able to identify our abilities, what we could do, what we could not do. We had some kids, 11 children, imagine. Some of us, my parents had to be very careful with the way they spoke to us. Some of us were very sensitive. So to those, my dad had more patience. He was more kind. He, you know, the way that he spoke to them was different. Whereas if you have other siblings that were obviously very academically inclined and they did really well academically, then in those cases my dad did not expect anything less than that. And if they lowered their grade, then he would be tough on them in that area. And you know what, as we have grown up and we're all adults now, I think the youngest one is probably 30 something, I think that played a role in what each one of us became. So those that were good in like hands-on work and skill, that's what they're doing today. They're succeeding in that today. They are doing well. Then you had the ones that are that were really good in math, and guess what? Those are excelling in math. They're working maybe in companies, or one of my sisters that is a teacher as well in mathematics. So it showed us to, instead of focusing on making sure that we are excelling only in academics, that we focus in learning, in wanting to be better, in wanting to succeed, in wanting to not settle on just what we had in front of us, but to understand that we had potential to succeed and accomplish whatever it is that we wanted to do, but we had to find a way. And that way, we had to do the homework. I had to do the homework. And I remember when I finished high school, I got married when I was very young. I was 20 years old when I got married. And it took me forever to finish school. I always feel like I have a doctorate because by the time I graduated with my bachelor's, I feel like I already have a doctorate. I've been in this for so long. It took me so long for different reasons. One was that when I was studying at first for my associates, I could not pass my biology class. So it was one of those things where I did like average, right? Again, this is not like my education classes. When you're doing a associates in liberal arts, most of the classes that you take they're not on your focused subjects, right? There you have to take a general on everything. So I was taking a lot of general classes and I like I told you before, was not my passion. I did study. I did really well in history. I did really well in like history and language. Language for me when I was in high school was very hard. And I struggled so much. And I remember that when I had to decide what I was going to study, I told myself, and I tell my kids this all the time as well, this is where you see my desire to learn. I knew that you had to excel in language. Language was not one of those things that you can just be average. In my case, I always saw myself doing something with education, and I knew that if I wanted to be an educator, I had to speak well. I could not speak just like very like mediocre language. So I decided that I would take as many English classes as I could. And that's what I did from the beginning. I struggled again, C's, whatever. But then as I started becoming like, I just got more comfortable and I started understanding, I don't know, things started clicking in my head. The things that I had learned in high school, and I was able to somehow, I remember when that click happened, because it happened in Kane. I was taking a grammar class, and everything that I had learned in high school, and I don't know if that was God, but you know what? I'll give him the glory. Everything clicked. But I remember before even going to Kane University, I was studying in a county college. That was my choice. At the time, it's just what worked for me. And I could not pass biology for my life. And I've mentioned this a bunch of times, like science is not my thing. So I could not pass science. I could not pass bio. This is like biology 101, guys. This is basic. This is like the parts of your body. No, did not click. Guys, I dropped out of school for 4 years. Because I could not pass my biology class. Literally the only thing I had left to get my associates. Can you believe this? I did. I dropped out for 4 years. And then I had my daughter. After I had my daughter, I said, oh my God, I have to go back to school. I went back to school. I was failing biology again. And I remember I spoke to my professor and I told him, listen, I promise I need to pass this class. Like, I'm not going to be a science teacher. I need to pass this class to make my dream come true. And he helped me so much. He just helped me. I was in his office all the time, and he just took out of his time to push me, to teach me. And I remember things on that class I don't remember any other biology class that I took, but I remember this guy's class. I mean, he was so amazing. And I was able to pass it, finally went to Kane University. When I go into Kane University, they tell me, well, you have a C in this class and you're required to have a B. And I'm sobbing at this point because I'm like, I dropped out of class for 4 years because I couldn't pass this. And now you're telling me I have to take it again. And I remember I had to take it again. So I took my biology class and I was failing miserably. And I spoke to my professor and I was crying and I'm telling her, listen, you don't understand. I am just that person that it just does not click. But I promise you, I am never going to teach science. It is not my thing. And I truly believe that I passed that class because the professor had mercy on me. And I was able to pass it with the required grade, which is a B. And then when I was able to enter my bilingual ed classes, my education classes, everything switched. Everything just turned. I made it to the dean's list. I've had almost all A's in all my education classes. I knew I had found my passion, and I knew this was my passion, but I knew I already had passed all of my obstacles, all of those things that were hindering that moment that I will be able to get to where I wanted to be. I had finally made it. And I remember I was so happy. I was so happy. I was like, yes, I made it finally. I was able to go through my bilingual ed program and I finished it. And today I'm able to share with my students, and now I am about to finish my master's program, 4.0 average student. nothing but A's on my master programs. And I love sharing that today because I'm like, listen, I tell my kids, this was not me when I was your age. I was that kid that it did not come easy, that it was, that was a struggling C, C plus, B all the time. I look at my transcript, my high school transcript, and it is as average as it can be. Not because I didn't work hard, but because it just, it didn't come easy for me. I have a very hard time taking exams. Like, I don't do well on exams, and I am able to connect with my students in that aspect where I tell them, you don't have to be what you think is the best, but you have to be the best that you can be. And that is what is acceptable. What is acceptable is that you are able to push yourself to be the best that you can be, and that you don't settle for anything less. And that if you are confronted, if you are for whatever reason criticized or whatever, and that you're able to look within yourself and say, you know what, I need to put myself together, I need to do what I have to do, because at the end of the day, it is this criticism, it is this constructive criticism, as you want to call it, or these stumbling blocks, these hurdles that are going to help us accomplish the greater goal, which is to just accomplish whatever we want, to be satisfied with where we're at, to be content with our life. I look at myself now, right? I'm older now, but I love what I do. Work for me is play. Like, I love it. It's just, it's so fun. It's a lot of work, but it's so fun. But I feel that a lot of what I've been able to accomplish is because of the way I was raised. It is because of the foundation that I had in the Lord. It is because my parents were so strict on certain things that they did not budge. My parents did not budge. They were like, no, like, I don't care. How old are you? I don't care. You know, it doesn't matter how old you are. Your age doesn't mean anything. You live in my house. You abide by my rules. And glory to that, you look at so many years later to be able to raise 11 children like our parents did, that are most of us are looking for the Lord. We're all doing well for ourselves. We all have, you know, working on in whatever it is, our passion. We love what we do. So my desire is with these podcasts that I'm going to share is that I am able to give an insight to parents from a perspective of an educator, someone that is in the classroom, that has been seeing how things are evolving so fast. And as parents, if we don't wake up, we will lose our children. We will lose them. And you will have no control of that. I will have no control of that if we are not awake and aware of the plans that the enemy has, because we know that the enemy knows that it is the last days, that we are living those last moments where he is coming with everything that he has to destroy our young people, to destroy the generation that is coming. And if we're able to just wake up as parents and understand that it's not something so basic, that it is so serious, but that we can determine so many things with the decisions that we make. And I believe that I have some insight for you that will help you succeed in so many areas. So I hope this gives you kind of like a backstory of why I'm so passionate about education. I empathize with so many students that had a difficult time. At the same time, I empathize with students that succeed, because I am now in a place where, even though I'm an adult, I am also a student. But even while you succeed, you need to be aware that you still need to learn, that you don't know all things, that there's more to life than what you see in front of you. And it's up to us to always challenge ourselves, to always push forward, to always see where is it that God wants to take us, where is it that we have put the period, so that we can remove that period and continue moving to whatever it is that God wants us to do in his perfect plan. So I hope this gives you an insight. And next week, I'm going to be sharing a little bit about immediate gratification and how we can talk about that from an academic perspective. So how is it that immediate gratification is affecting our children, and what are some steps as parents, as educators, maybe as anyone that is raising a child, how I can give you some insight to help your child succeed and move away from that immediate gratification that leads to destruction. So with that said, God bless you guys. I hope you enjoy this podcast, and I will see you guys soon next week. God bless.